经文，在不同的处境、不同的心情，在圣灵的引导之下，有时候我们会有不同的领受。
And of course, even with the same kind of passage, but under different circumstances, we will have different. A person does not depend on how wealthy he is.
突然我问自己。
And I ask myself.
那么人的生命在乎什么？
And therefore, what is that most valuable thing in a man's life?
当然耶稣讲这句话有他的原因，有当时的背景。
And of course, when Jesus spoke this, there is a reason and there is a circumstance.
我们也了解当时有人是来要求耶稣帮助他们来处理分家产的事。
At that time, there was a man who came to Jesus and asked Jesus to help them divide their inheritances.
我们也知道耶稣一向是乐于帮助人的。
We know that Jesus is willing to help people, you know, in most cases.
而且他是有能力可以解决许多问题的。
And he has the power authority to settle those problems.
他可以使瞎眼的看见。
He can make the blind see.
他可以使瘸腿的走路。
And he can make the crippled walk.
使患大麻风的人可以得到痊愈。
And he can cleanse the lepers.
被鬼附咒的人可以得到释放。
And those who are possessed by the demons, they were relieved.
甚至给死了的人可以复生。
And even to extend that the dead came back to life.
但我觉得奇怪，唯独分家产的事，耶稣拒绝。
And I was surprised, you know, at this request that for him to help them divide your inheritance, Jesus rejected this request.
他甚至借着这一件事情来教训众人。
And he even, because of this request, he told a parable to teach the crowd.
我读到这节经文的时候，这段经文的时候，心中有感触。
So I have a lot of feelings, in my heart after I read this passage.
因为这么多年的牧会，我也曾经多次被卷入人的家庭的财产的纠纷。
Or even in the many years that I've been pastoring the church, many times I was also involved in the problem of the division of inheritances.
曾经好有会有带了一堆亲人来 office 来找我。
One time a person bring a whole lot of young people to my office.
要我帮他处理他的家务事。
And they would like me to help them divide their inheritance.
我告诉你，如果我有后门的话，我就逃掉了。
I told you, I can tell you, if I have a back door, I will just escape.
这种事情是绝对吃力不讨好的。
And this kind of things, you know, you spend a lot of effort and you do not get anything good.
问题是我没有后门可以逃。
But my problem is I don't have a back door.
逃得了今天，逃不了明天。
Or even today, if I can escape, tomorrow I can still not get out of this problem.
就清清楚楚地告诉他们，牧师是很难处理家庭的事情啊。
And I have to tell them very clearly that for a pastor, it is really hard for him to do this kind of thing, to divide inheritance.
特别是分产业的事情。
Especially in the case of dividing inheritance.
连耶稣都不处理，啊，我怎么样能够处理？
Even if, and Jesus himself doesn't want to do this kind of thing, how about me?
他说，不会，牧师啊，只有你劝劝他。
But、
他们或许可以解决。
Only you can help us in this case.
那我就说，劝是可以哦，
劝
是可以哦。
I can exhort you.
牧师不是法官，不能够判案的哦。
But I'm not the judge, and therefore I cannot come to a verdict.
那如果你们不听，我是没办法的哦。
And also, if you do not want to follow what I suggest.There's nothing that I can do.
这是我碰到，我是分享给这些将来要做传道牧师的。
So I'm sharing with you, all of you who will be pastors later on.
很多时候开始的时候，哦，没有问题，就是这样，我们听牧师的。
Okay, many times they will say, yes, this is what the pastor said, and we will follow.
一进入状况的时候，每两方面都希望你做包青天。
And yet, you know, both sides would like you to be the magistrate Paul.
问题是说，你做包青天，你要判我是对的。
And yet, you know, in their heart, if you are the magistrate, Paul, okay, you should say that I'm correct, not the other party.
我告诉你，最后呢，没有一方面是满意的。
And therefore, at the end, none of the two parties will be satisfied with what I said.
结果错都错在牧师。
And at the end, it's the pastor who is wrong.
所以我多么想学耶稣那样的做法。
So I'd like to learn, you know, follow what Jesus did.
拒绝他们。
He rejected them.
然后对众人说。
And then he said to the crowd.
路加十二章十五节，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
Look and Jesus in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, he said, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed."
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Because a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
把他们教训一番。
And Jesus scolded them.
不过我告诉你，不到家是可以的。
Yes, if you are an evangelist, you can do that.
骂了，你走掉了。
Because when you rebuke them, then you just left, leave.、Yeah.
你牧会一直留在教会，这个话不好随便说。
But if you are the pastor, and you will continue to be the pastor, it's not very easy to say this.
那我们看看耶稣接下来他怎么样说呢？
And let's look at what Jesus has to say later on.
我们可以学一些功课。
And we can learn some lessons.
我们都向耶稣学习。
We can all learn from Jesus.
不要像我那么失败来学习。
Do not learn from me who lose in this game.
碰到很多问题都处理不来。
And I met a lot of problems, and yet I cannot help
them
find a solution.
都变成我的错。
At the end, you know, all the mistakes are on me.
那耶稣接下来在路加十二章十六到二十一节。
And later on in this passage from verses 16 to 21,
耶稣就用了一个比喻，我们都清楚的。
Jesus used a parable, and we are clear on that.
来说明人的生命不在乎家道富足的理由。
And to explain to us,that a man's life is not measured by what he has.
并以财主的结局来提醒我们。
And he reminded us through the end of the life of this rich man to remind us.
给我们看到人生短暂而且是无常的。
Help us to see the transient nature of life and its brevity.
不要把一生的精力投资在短暂的物质上面。
And therefore, we must not use up all our life on this earth and invest it in possessions.
然后在路加福音十二章二十二节到三十四节。
And then in Luke chapter 12 from verses 22 on,
耶稣进一步教导门徒。
Jesus take another step further and taught his disciples.
要他们跟无知的财主以及一般不信神的人有所分别。
He would like them to be different.Or to be separate themselves from the non-believers and just like this rich fool.
耶稣要我们这些跟从他的人要以神为我们生命的中心。
And Jesus would like us who follow him to have God as a center in our life.
我们要以神国的事业为优先。
And we must prioritize the kingdom of God.
因为这一些会带来跟财主不一样的结局。
Because this will help us to come to a resolve that is very different from the life of the rich man.
从耶稣的这些教训当中，我得到四方面的提醒。
So from the teachings of Christ, I have these four points.
如果我们把这几点存记在心，也照做这样去做，我们的一生就不会后悔。
And if we can rememberThese four lessons, I think we can live a life and we will not regret.
我们要怎样活出一个无悔的一生呢？
How can we live and not regret?
第一，
First,
我们要以神为我们的生命的中心。
We must consider God as the center of our life.
我们先看耶稣怎样描述这个无知的财主呢？
When Jesus began to describe this rich person,
在十六节和十七节中，耶稣这样说，就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的畜产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？
In verse 16 and 17, and Jesus told them this parable, the ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.
财主的问题不是钱的问题。
Actually, maybe his problem is not about money.
也不是收入多到无处存放的问题。
And even not the problem of that he do not have space to keep all his crops.
看来看去，我觉得他主要的问题就是把整个生活或者人生的焦点全放在自己的身上。
But his problem is that the focus of his life is himself.
都是我的，我所有的。
Because you can see that he always say, mine, or I, and mine.
这是问题所在。
And that is the key question.
所以后来耶稣教导门徒，要他们把人生的焦点转向神。
And therefore Jesus later taught them to put the center or the focus of their life on God.
不要为生活的需要忧虑。
That we will not worry about the needs of our physical life.
生命不在乎我们拥有多少。
And our life is not measured by how much material things we have.
我们的生命来在乎我们有没有神作为我们的依靠。
And what really matters is, do we have God as our trust?
所以二十四节那边说，你想乌鸦也不种也不收，又没有仓又没有库，神尚且养活它，你们比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？
So in verse 24, Jesus also said, consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn.And yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are before God.
我们这边好像周围比较少乌鸦嘛，哈。
I think we do not see a lot of crows or ravens around us.
有吗？
没有。
有啊。
斗鸡。
哦，斗鸡比较多啊。但是耶稣没有叫我们看斗鸡啊。
But Jesus did not ask us to look at the fighting cocks.
我在加尔各答的时候啊，哦，乌鸦很多。
When I was in Jakarta, Kolkata, they have a lot of crows.
我很讨厌乌鸦。
And I hate them.
耶稣叫我看乌鸦，但是我很讨厌。
Jesus like us to look at the crows, and yet I hate them so much.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在夏天的时候非常炎热。
Because in the summertime, and it was very hot.
那边很落后，我没有办法在房间里面睡觉。
And it was a very backward place, and I cannot sleep in my room.
我就跑到天台那边睡觉。
So I went up to the penthouse.
但是最讨厌的，一大早天还没有亮，乌鸦就在那边呱呱叫。
And yet, you know, even before the sun rises, the cocks are the crows are there, and they are crying all over.
我们常说啊。天下的乌鸦一般黑。
Many times you would say, all the crows on this earth are black.
这话对还是不对啊？
Is it true or false?
对还是不对？啊，对，还是不对？那为什么不对？你有看过哈？啊，听过，你听过不算，我看过。
Some said that there are crows which are white, and pastor said he has seen white crows.
我才发现原来有白乌鸦。
And finally, I come to the realization that there are also crows which are white.
住在天台的附近那边，他们在那边造窝。
And they built their nest in my penthouse.
但不是用稻草。
But they did not use the straw.
用铁丝。
They use wires.
这很奇怪啊。
And it's quite interesting.
因为大概印度很穷，连树都被砍掉了，在城市里面你看不到可以棵树。
Maybe because India was so poor at that time, they all the trees may have been cut down.
他们没有什么可以买，没有什么钱买这些燃料。
And they do not have money to buy fuel.
所以他们用那个牛粪贴在墙上晒干，拿牛粪来煮饭。
And so therefore, they use the manure, of the cows, and they use that for burning and cook their food.
这些乌鸦大概是找不到稻草。
And therefore, I think the crows cannot find any straw.
但神给他们有特别的能力啊，能够用铁丝网来造鸟窝。
And yet God has given them this special wisdom or power, and they can build their nest with wires.
啊！我突然间爱上乌鸦了。
And all of a sudden, I love these crows.
神说：“看看乌鸦。”
So you look at the crows.
看起来周围都没有稻草。
And all around, you cannot find hay or straw.
神仍然供养他们。
And yet God continues to feed them.
他们还能够活下去的。
And they continue to live on.
何况我们这些属上帝的人。
And how about us?
我们有时候太多的忧虑，太多的顾虑。
Many times, you know, we have a lot or too much worries.
当我到印度1984年来到菲律宾的时候。
And when I came to the Philippines in 1984 from India,
我离开印度因为那边战乱，我不能没有办法在那边拘留。
Because there's war at that time, and therefore I cannot stay longer in India.
主要是内乱，甘地夫人被杀。
And at that point, Mrs. Gandhi was murdered.
我被迫离开。
And I have no choice but to leave.
神就带领我来菲律宾。
And God led me to the Philippines.
当时菲律宾也是很乱。
Actually, at that point, there are also a lot of violence in the Philippines.
因为 Aquino 被杀。
Because at that point, Senator Aquino was also assassinated.
1983年被杀，1984年整个政局很不稳定。
He was assassinated in 1983, and therefore it.Politically, Philippine was very unstable starting in 1984.
很多人就劝我，你刚刚离开一个最肮脏的地方，你现在又要跑到最乱的地方。
And somebody exhorted me, you are just leaving the most dirty place and you are now coming to the most confusing country.
我甚至在机场碰到这里的牧师。
And in the airport, I met a pastor from the Philippines.
因为他刚好要移民到美国去。
At that point, he was migrating to North America.
他就跟他的执事说，哎，这个人很奇怪，人家都要离开他跑来菲律宾。
And he told his deacon, many people are leaving and this person is coming to the Philippines.
我说，就是你们要走，我才能够来啊，不然怎么来？
Then I said, it's because you are leaving and therefore I have to come.
坦白讲，根本不知道将来的道路是怎么样。我是新加坡人，带着两个是新加坡的孩子。
Frankly speaking, I'm a Singaporean with two young boys, Singaporean also. I really do not know what is ahead of me.
将来的教育怎么样我都不知道。
How can I educate them? What will become of their education?
但是我们信靠的是神。
But it is God whom we trusted.
如果站在人的角度，当然有很多的顾虑。
Of course, if you want to see things from the viewpoint of man,
坦白讲，接下去的道路都不是我计划的。
And I would say that, you know, what follows, they are not what I have planned.
就是这样傻傻的走下去。
In a way, you know, I just come here, just as I am.
但是今天回顾的时候
，But when I look back,
神没有给我的家庭有缺乏过。
God never allows my family to lack in any.
看一下空中的飞鸟。
Look at the birds in the air.
我们侍奉的人太多时候是看周围的环境。
And yet many times, we pastors, we look at our circumstances.
让我们多多看神。
May we focus more on God.
让他做我们生命的中心。
May he be the center of our life.
因为人生活着不是为了三餐温饱来打拼。
Because our goal in life is not to just fill up our three meals and then we work so hard for it.
也不是只为了个人的成败来努力。
And for our life, it's just simply that we want to succeed.
人生不在乎家道丰富。
And our life is not measured by the possessions that we have.
而在乎神。
But it is really measured by God.
所以我们要以神为我们生命的中心。
Therefore, we must regard as the center of our life.
然后第二点。
And secondly,
我们怎么样活出一个无悔的一生呢？
How can we live a life that we will not regret?
第二就是要照着神的心意来规划我们的人生。
Secondly, we must plan our life according to God.
路加十二章十八节比喻中的财主这样说，我要怎么办？要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。
Verse 18, the rich fool said, This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and all my goods.
富翁的问题不是计划。
So, actually, the rich fool does not have a problem about planning.
其实计划本身是没有问题的。
Doing planning is good.
怎样扩张自己的生意也不是问题的。
And it's not a problem if we want to expand our business.
问题是我们很多时候只照自己的心意来计划。
The problem is really that we plan according to our own heart's desire.
我们是奉神的神，必须要注意这一点。
For us who serve the Lord, we must be careful in doing our planning.
我们不要像无知的财主，没有把神的心意作为优先的考虑。
We must not like this rich fool that in his plans he did not consider what is God's desire.
没有考虑到神在我们身上的计划。
He did not consider God's plan in his life.
所以后来耶稣怎么样教导门徒？
And therefore at the end, how does Jesus teach the disciples?
要他们了解神的心意。
And that is for them to come to grips with the will of God.
要按照神的这个优先的顺序来规划我们的人生。
And we must plan our life according to God's priority.
所以在31节的时候，耶稣告诉门徒，你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们了。
And therefore in verse 31, Jesus said, but seek his kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you as well.
世人常常是颠倒的，把这些生意的扩张，把这些物质的追求总是放在优先。
But for people in the world, the order is exactly the reverse.
我们侍奉神的人难道也是这样的优先顺序吗？
And therefore, for us who are pastors or pastors to be, should that be our priority?
人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
A man's life is not measured by his material possessions.
乃在乎神和神所要赐给我们的国度。
But it is measured by God and according to his kingdom.
我们知道耶稣降世的目的。
We know that Jesus Christ came into this world with this goal.
除了宣告神国临到之外，
aside from saying that God's kingdom is already here,
他还展示神的权能，神国的权能。
And he also show or reveal the power of God's kingdom.
也把我们从黑暗权势中拯救，迁入神爱子的国度。
And he also lead us out of darkness and lead us into the powerful kingdom of God.
把神国的使命托付给跟随主的人。
And he also gave us the great commission of God's kingdom to those who followed him.
所以我们人生的规划，
And therefore the plan of our life,
当要以神的国度为优先。
We must prioritize the kingdom of God.
以实现神的旨意为目的。
And our purpose is to accomplish or allow God's will to be done.
当然这要彼此提醒，在教会里面服事不是要建立自己的国度。
And therefore we should admonish one another and remind one another that serving in the church, we are not building our own kingdom.
不是追求个人的成功。
And we are not pursuing our own success.
前后这30多年来，在不同的地区，不同的教会服事。
So in the past 30 years, after serving in different churches in different regions,
看到太多了。
I have experienced or seen so much.
在服事上是彼此竞争，而不是相辅相成。
And in the ministry, you see a lot of competition.
我们应该有国度的心胸。
We must possess a kingdom heart.
我们才能够容纳别人。
Then and only then we'll be able to accept others.
过去甚至在新加坡一个牧师，他的教会不小。
In Singapore, there's a pastor and he has a big church.
但是他说我不要同工，我要自己和自己的师母在那边牧养。
But he said, you know, I don't want co-workers, just myself and my wife, and we will manage the church.
他说多一个同工多一个麻烦。
And he said, adding one worker, you add more problems.
真的是这样吗？
Is it really so?
有很多时候确实是这样。
Yes, in many cases, it can be true.
所以我们将来出去服事，不要一下子就要大展宏图。
So when you go out to minister, don't have that heart and say, I'm going to build a big kingdom.
我们要学习。
We must learn.
以神国为念。
We must consider the kingdom of God first.
不要建立自己的国度，
We are not there to build our own kingdoms.
当我们有一天做领袖的时候，也要有国度的心胸。
And even if we are the leader of the church, we must also have that kingdom mindset.
能容纳其他的同工。
So that we can also accept co-workers.
教会是应该这样配搭，神的国度才会发展。
It's only this way that God's kingdom can expand among the churches.
华人教会在宣教上，宣教事工还是很弱。
Actually, in terms of missions, the Chinese churches are still very behind.
因为很多时候我们以自己的教会为中心。
Because many times we just only center on our own church.
不是以国度为中心。
We do not focus on God's whole kingdom.
所以很难有合作。
And therefore, it's very hard to cooperate and work together.
所以在华人教会里面，这个合作这两个字容易写，但是很难做。
So in Chinese, it's very easy to write these two words, cooperation, and yet it's so hard to implement.
所以求神帮助我们，我们要以神的国度为中心来规划我们的生命生活。
And so, may God help us that we must make God's kingdom the focus of our life.
第三方面。
Thirdly,
要怎样活出一个无悔的一生？
How can we live a life that we will not regret?
就是要做神祝福人的管道。
And that is, we must become channels of blessings.
在十九节那边，然后财主就自言自语地对自己说：“灵魂啊，你有哪许多财物寄存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸地吃喝快乐吧。”
Verse 19, the rich fool said, "And I'll say to myself, you have a lot and plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink."
财主的问题不是享受生活的安逸。
Actually, the problem of this rich fool is not using the things that he has or to enjoy his life.
我觉得他是忽略了神赐福给人的那个用意。
What I think is that he disregard God's purpose of blessing us.
神赐福给我们，是要我们也能够成为别人的祝福。
God bless us in order that we will also become blessings to other people.
神赐福给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔是有一个目的，就是要使万国万民的人因他和他的后裔得着祝福。
And when God bless Abraham and his descendants, he has a purpose in mind, and that is through them, the whole world will also be blessed.
这也就是为什么耶稣后来教导门徒。
And this is also why later on Jesus taught his disciples.
要他们明白一个重要的真理。
He wanted them to understand a truth.
生命的价值不在乎你拥有多少。
The real measure or the purpose of your life is not measured by the abundance of your material possessions.
乃在于你付出多少。
But it's really measured by how much you give out.
神给我们恩赐财富。是要我们懂得去善用。
God gave us gifts, wealth, and abilities, and we must do it to the best.
不过我觉得有一个矛盾。
Sometimes I feel that there's an irony here.
我们这些很会用钱的人，常常是没有钱的。
For us who know how to manage money, and yet we do not have money.
常常那些有钱的，我们认为他不会用钱。
And we see a lot of rich people, and we feel that they don't know how to manage their money.
但是我在想，有时候我有一天那么有钱的时候，我舍得用钱吗？
And yet I was thinking, if one day I have a lot of money, how will I spend my money?
因为我们今天叫人家用钱都是别人的钱，我们都很慷慨。
Of course, today because we are using other people's money, we are very generous.
所以有时候我们知道人有软弱，在指责别人不懂用钱的时候，我们也要。小心我们的话语。
So we are all human beings and we are weak. And therefore, if we criticize others, we must first look at ourselves.
有钱绝对不是罪恶。
To be rich is not a sin.
但是贪得无厌那就麻烦。
But covetousness, you got a lot of problems.
我们要鼓励弟兄姊妹懂得善用他们的资源。
And therefore, we must encourage our brothers and sisters to manage their wealth well.
不要老是拿别人的钱，我们很慷慨去帮助别人。
Rather than, you know, getting other people's money and be a very generous person.
我们要鼓励给弟兄姊妹善用资源。
We must encourage our brothers and sisters to use our money, to manage our money well.
耶稣就说，你们要变卖所有的，周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进，虫不能住的地方。
Verse 33, Jesus taught them, sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven.
让我们看到周济穷人就是一个善用钱财使人得到祝福的一个方式。
Here we would see an example that giving to the poor, that's one way of managing our money and one way of blessing others.
圣经一直给我们看到神关心贫穷的人。
The Bible let us see that we must care for the poor.
因为这些都是被忽略，被社会忽略，甚至被人家剥削或剥削，应该是剥削的一群人。
Because these are the people who are marginalized in our society.
所以有钱的越来越有钱。
And therefore the rich becomes richer.
因为他们用很低廉的工资，甚至不合理工资，从他们那边来得到更多的财富。
Because they did not pay the right wages to their workers.
所以我们要鼓励弟兄姊妹善用钱财资源来发展神的国度。
And therefore we must encourage our brothers and sisters that they must manage well their money.
来关心有需要的人。
We must also care for those who have needs.
那因为时间的关系，我就进入第四点，怎么样能够活出一个无悔的一生。
Fourthly, how can we live a life and not regret?
就是要追求在神面前的富足。
That is that we must pursue to become rich before God.
在二十节和二十一节中，神却对财主说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
But God said to him, you foolish person, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourselves? This is also how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but does not enrich himself before God.
在菲律宾有钱的人也是蛮多的。
Actually, we can see also a lot of rich people in the Philippines.
寄存钱财却没有把资源来投资在神的国度上。
And yet they keep accumulating money but did not invest in God's kingdom.
有一天是会后悔的。
One day they will regret.
因为突然间像财主一样四脚朝天。
Because all of a sudden, just like rich fool, his two legs and two arms just face the heavens.
所寄存的要归给谁？
To whom will he leave all his possessions?
我们有时候想得太远了，给下一代，再下一代能够丰衣足食。
Sometimes we really think too far, not only for the next, but the next generations.
殊不知我们留下的钱财，造成下一代纠纷不完的那个问题的根源。
Not knowing that actually our possessions sometimes will cause a lot of quarrels in among the siblings and the next generation.
我在印度在宣教的时候，我到处去分单张。
When I was in India and when I was giving out these tracts,
去邀请人来聚会，到了一个华人的家庭。
And I'm inviting people to come to meetings, and I come across this Chinese family.
门一打开就把我请进去。
He opened the door and he invited me in.
原来这个老人家有七个儿女。
Oh, then I found out that this old man, he has seven sons and daughters.
他很早就把产业分给这些儿女。
And very early on, he has divided his possessions among his children.
以为从此之后可以享清福。
And hoping that after that, you know, he can just take his life easily.
却绝对没有想到七个儿女分成三组在那边几乎要打起来。
And yet he did not think that his children will divide themselves into three groups and go against one another.
这些都是非基督徒。
And they are all non-believers.
但是他尊重传道人。
But he respected a pastor.
就把我拉下，牧师啊，麻烦你来替我解决家庭的纷争。
And the pastor helped me to settle this family problem.
哇，老父亲在那边跳啊跳啊，脸红耳赤，我很怕他血冲脑。
He was so adamant at that time. I'm so afraid that, you know, he will have a stroke.
哇，就赶快来来来，慢慢来，慢慢说，慢慢说，慢慢说。
And I said, you know, please say it slowly, slowly, take it slowly.
我告诉你，家庭的这些纠纷有理都说不清的。
Let me tell you that all these family disputes, I just cannot
settle them. 我莫名其妙被捡了进去，坐了整天听他们唠唠叨叨的。
And
唠唠叨叨的。
You have to sit down and hear all their chidings the whole day.
没有办法解决。
It's hard to settle those problems.
可怜这个老人家。
And this old man is pitiful.
一命呜呼的时候。
When a person died.
要归给谁？你所有的要归给谁？
Tell me, to whom are we going to give our possessions?
所以我们要赚钱。
Yes, we must make money.
要懂得投资。
We must also know how to invest.
投资在神的国度上。
We must
我们不会后悔。
If we invest in God's kingdom, then we will not regret.
后来耶稣教导门徒在33节，你们要变卖所有的周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进，虫不能住的地方。
And therefore in verse 33, Jesus taught his disciples, sell all your possessions and give to the poor, provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys.
我有一个第二个儿子，他还没有十岁，他新旧约圣经读了八篇。
My second son, before he was 10, he has already read the Bible all over for 8 times.
现在已经快29岁了。
He is almost 29 now.
所以当时他还很小，我就问他。
And when he was still very small, and I asked him,
如果耶稣明天来，那你今天如果身上有钱，你怎么做？
If Jesus is coming tomorrow and you have some money today, how will you spend it?
你说他怎么样说呢?
Tell me, what did he, how did he answer?
他说赶快拿去奉献。
Oh, I will offer my money to the church right away.
这个是我绝对没有想到的。
I never thought he would answer that way.
一个小孩子会这样回答。
A child will answer in this manner.
他懂得把钱汇到上面。
He knows how to remit his money to heaven.
有些人可能说，趁着还有一天，就好好尽情享受。
For other people, they would say, as long as I still have some time, I would just enjoy the things that I have.
我们今天怎么样看待我们的人生？
Today, how do we view our life?
怎么样来善用我们的资源？
How do we use our resources wisely.
有没有把我们的所有能够应用我们的钱财恩赐投资在神的国度上呢?
Have we invested what the Lord has given us in gifts and in wealth?
这些话听起来都好像理所当然嘛，我们是神学生，将来做传道牧师。
It seems that these are the only reasonable thing to do for us who are seminarians.
但我不觉得这是理所当然。
But I don't feel that it isSomething sort of you should do it and reasonable.
有好多在服事的过程当中，我们都不小心都会走偏了。
Because many times in our ministry, that in these areas we sometimes get astray.
很多道理听得很多的人，结果变成很自义的，这也看起来不应该是这样的。
As we have said, that many people who have heard a lot of sermons over and over, and yet they become so self-righteous.
圣经研究了那么多，我们应该多一点爱心才对，因为圣经这样教导我们。
After exegeting all our Bible, then we should have more love, isn't it?
但是在教会里面，你发现事实上有时候不是这样。
And yet we found out that this is not true sometimes in our church.
所以我们需要常常互相提醒。
Therefore, we need to remind one another.
好叫我们锁定我们人生的方向。
So that we will know what should be the direction in our life.
人生不在乎家道富足。
Our life is not measured by our material
possessions. 在乎神和神的国度。
But it is dependent on God and God's kingdom.
如果我们一生的生命以神为中心。
If we focus on God the whole of our life.
照神的心意来规划我们的人生。
And we plan according to God's desire.
让我们成为神的祝福的一个管道。
And we become blessings or channels of blessings to other people.
让我们能够懂得怎么样投资，让我们能够将来在神的面前做一个富足的人。
And we know how to invest and how we could be a rich person before God.
这世界会过去。
The world will pass away.
但是我们走到最终点的时候，希望我们都能像保罗那样一生无悔。
But I pray that all of us, when we come to the end of our life, we can all be like Paul and said, I never regret.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，愿你帮助我们。虽然我们有许多的软弱，但是你的话语常常点亮我们的心，做我们的帮助，做我们的力量。我们会跌倒，我们会走偏，但愿圣灵常常指引我们，不偏左，不偏右，一直走在神你喜悦的中间的道路上。愿神引导我们每个人忠心服侍到最后的那一分钟。祷告奉耶稣基督圣名，阿们。
我们感谢主，很谢谢王牧师给我们美好的信息。